Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. Today is International Day of United Nations Peacekeepers, a day to pay tribute to all the men and women who have served and continue to serve in United Nations peacekeeping operations for their high level of professionalism, dedication, and courage, and to honor the memory of those who have lost their lives in the cause of peace, including 129 who died last year. This week, the VCD Traffic Club and the Cleverer Städte Initiative are calling on people in Germany to take action against dangerous and false automobile parking. The first nationwide campaign week on the subject began in Neukölln on Monday. Activists staked out an emergency cycling lane on Karl Marx Straße with red and white traffic cones. A bicycle lane had recently been opened there, but cyclists complain that it is being used most often by motorists. Because cars stop or park on the bicycle lane, they force cyclists to swerve into oncoming traffic. Similar actions were also announced in other cities, such as Bonn, Münster, Hamburg, Cologne, Hanover, and Halle. It is suggested that dangerous parking errors be pointed out verbally by placing yellow cards behind windscreens or balloons on the door mirrors, but also reporting to the police, having cars towed, and tracing the road markings with spray cream on the incorrectly parked car are also suggested. The organizers are demanding higher fines and more controls for violators. Police President Barbara Slovic has defended an operation in a residential group for unaccompanied underage refugees that turned violent. 13 officials had entered the six-room apartment in a high-rise building in Lichtenberg on May 9th. The Berlin-Brandenburg Child and Youth Welfare Association, or KJHV, runs the facility and subsequently accused police officers of, quote, disproportionate and illegal acts and mistreatment of young people and young adults. Slovic said on Monday in the Interior Committee of the House of Representatives that the 18-year-old Syrian suspect has 140 entries in his file, including numerous acts of violence, including against police officers and the use of weapons. The police chief also said that the 18-year-old used various aliases and that the latest investigation against the man involved an armed robbery. The Syrian allegedly robbed a mobile phone on the RAW site in Friedrichshain. Slovic contradicted the KJHV on several central points. The youth association had claimed, among other things, that rooms were searched for which there was no permission, and that the guardian of the Syrian had not been informed. Slovic emphasized that the judge's decision applied to the entire apartment and that the owner of the housing group and the caretaker of the 18-year-old had been informed beforehand. According to Slovic, at the start of the operation, four people were found in the apartment, and for safety reasons, all of them were, quote, suspended, which means that they were held to the ground. The objective was to secure evidence. A second young man who had a warrant was also arrested. A stun gun disguised as a flashlight was secured, and a senior official from the bureau spoke on Monday of a perfectly normal procedure. But the state criminal police is investigating allegations of assault in office. The Greens had had the case put on the agenda of the Committee on Citizens' Freedoms and Rights, Justice, and Home Affairs because the, quote, deployment is grossly disproportionate, as June Tomiak, Member of Parliament, had announced. She added that the allegations and violations of the law in question must be clarified. According to Eurowings, passengers at Berlin's Tegel Airport have to be prepared for long waiting times this summer. The airline recommends to be at the airport at least 1.5 hours before departure, and during the holiday season, even 2 hours. Due to the delayed opening of the new capital city airport, Tegel is working significantly above its actual capacity. A customer email said on Monday that the effects are increasingly noticeable. According to a spokesperson, Eurowings began to send out texts to customers during April as a precautionary measure. Waiting times are to be expected, especially at the security checkpoint, stating that these bottlenecks affect the passengers of all airlines, including Eurowings. Eurowings has asked the airport company to provide additional space for the security check. More personnel is also required. The airline itself also employs more people, stating that they deeply regret the situation. Over the weekend, a website for shared apartments offered a place to sleep in a tent on a balcony. The 10 square meters in Brückenstraße in Mitte was on offer for 260 euros per month, including 10 euro ancillary expenses. According to the advertisement, two women ages 22 and 24 in training and studies made the unusual offer. The advertisement reading, "Due to financial problems, we are renting a sleeping space on our balcony. If you don't mind if we sunbathe on the balcony from time to time or have a drink there in the evening, we look forward to hearing from you." The offer of the balcony, which belongs to a three-person apartment, was no longer active on Monday. The question whether the advertisement was a joke, an action against the housing shortage and the rent in Berlin, or actually seriously meant, has not been answered. Rent analysis from 2011 to 2018 on the portal wegesuche.de shows that rent prices for students in Berlin have risen by 6% compared to 2017. Compared to 2011, Berlin's rents rose by 39%, putting Berlin at the top of the rent list of 160 German university cities. Students pay an average of 363 euros for a shared apartment in Berlin and 438 euros for a single flat of around 30 square meters. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.